Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
He's been here.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
He's been there.
Magic down the middle, just what I thought. A hook shot at 12. Good!
He's been everywhere.
Shot from there and a save and a rebound. Yes! Score! Yes! Kings win the cup.
Sobel.
It's one small step for man.
Ted Sobel.
One giant leap for man.
The man, the myth, the legend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now, one-on-one with Ted Sobel.
Hi, I'm Herm Edwards, head coach from ASU. You're listening to Touching Greatness with Ted Sobel.
And thanks for joining us again here on Touching Greatness, the podcast on the Believe Network. And my special guest this week, perfect timing as we're heading into the bowl season, longtime USC head coach and Los Angeles Rams head coach, John Robinson, who is in the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame, has an all-time record of 8-1 in bowl games and is 79 wins, the most in LA Rams history for the head coach. He is now a consultant for head coach Ed Orgeron at LSU, the number one team in the nation, and he has lots to talk about this week, specifically not only after the Tigers were placed as the number one seed in the college football playoffs, but his quarterback Joe Burrow just won the Heisman Trophy last Saturday night. I've been working with Coach Robinson for many years at Sports USA Radio as we aired NFL and college football games of the week. And before we get to the coach, I want to talk about our new sponsor, 8sleep.com, and let's talk about some sleep. Listen to these studies from Harvard and Johns Hopkins. Chronic sleep deprivation has been shown to lead to depression, diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. We need 8 hours of sleep, and believe me, this is a great way to go about it. One of sleep's biggest problems, temperature. It's tough to get good sleep if you're too hot. I want to tell you about the Pod by 8 Sleep. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a high-tech bed designed specifically to help you achieve optimal sleep fitness. It was developed by leading sleep researchers after tracking 43 million hours of sleep, and it combines dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking to enhance your rest and recovery. It learns your sleep habits and adjusts the temperature automatically. That means if you like the bed cool, your partner likes the bed warm, now you can have both at the same time in a crazy comfortable bed. Sleep longer and deeper so you wake up refreshed and ready to take on the world. Try the Pod for 100 nights, and if you don't love it, we'll refund your purchase and arrange a free pickup. They already sold out of their first two batches, so they're going fast. For a limited time, get $150 off your purchase when you go to 8sleep.com/pro. That's E-I-G-H-T sleep.com/pro, 8sleep.com/pro. We welcome John Robinson to Touching Greatness, the podcast. And John, first of all, it's great to talk to you again. And we've had decades together at Sports USA, and it's a whole new era for you.
Whole new part of the country, a whole new era, and 13 wins in a row, which is a pretty great feeling.
What is it like working for Coach Orgeron? And I know you've gotten a chance to get to know him the last couple of years when he was at USC, and now it's something he's establishing over there that's unprecedented.
Yeah, he's done a great job. And, you know, and everybody that's ever known Ed has always loved him and respected him. And I got to know him when he was the interim coach at USC, and too bad that that didn't work out, but this has sure worked out for him. He's got a charisma that I think affects everybody. I think players love him, and yet are a little bit afraid of him. You know, when he has that voice and turns on you, you pay attention. So a lot of very positive things. I think he's one of the best recruiters anywhere, and so it's a combination that I think that is going to work out great.
But that was his reputation at USC, that he was such a great recruiter. But the question was he head coaching material? And a lot of times that's not the case. Why is it different with him, do you think?
Well, I think he was willing to learn. I think when I took the job, I think everybody, when the first time you take a job like that, you're shocked at how much other things there are to do that are not fun. And I think that's always a problem for somebody particularly when you're coaching in the offense or defensive line, you kind of dismiss a whole part of the game. Now, what he's done is he has learned everything that he didn't know, and that's kind of the role that I play back in L.A. We would sit and talk and just talk about kind of wide-ranging things on being a head coach. So he absorbed everything. He's made great changes. He's hired a great staff here, and obviously went from a guy that believed in the run to the most prolific passing team anywhere. You know, so I gave up on that run. I came in here in August and was telling everybody, we got to run the ball, we got to run the ball. After about three games of watching Joe Burrow throw the ball, I said, the hell with the run, let's throw it, you know. We are throwing it.
How about Joe Burrow? Talk about the kid himself. He was so impressive the way he accepted that Heisman Trophy the other day. I mean, people are going to be talking about that speech forever.
Yeah, well, he is an exceptional guy. Quiet, but a forceful leader, and really competes well. I mean, he is one of those guys that just has a feel for competing. He's a tough guy. And he's got a tremendous amount of athletic ability. He can throw the football. I mean, it's just natural for him. I always thought Joe Montana was one of the great, just play catch with him. And you get a feeling that there's something special there. And Joe has some of those same kinds of throwing abilities. And it's been great.
You can't teach pass completion percentage when you're getting up to 78%. I mean, that's in a different stratosphere.
It really is, but that part is teamwork. We have Jim Gregg as our offensive line coach, who was the offensive line coach at USC, and he is really, really a great coach. I've always believed that Hudson Hauck, who was on my staff, is one of the best, and I think Jim is also. Our protection has been sensational. Now you put in a young assistant, Joe Brady, who came to us, who has a really great passing concept with the passing trees and the throws and all that. You can mix all of that together, and it came out to be a great thing.
So what does John Robinson do every day over there with Coach O? You guys just hang out and just pick your brain?
No, I pick up towels and all that and scrub out the dressing room, those kinds of things. No, my job is to kind of observe. I think Ed likes to dive in certain areas. We had some trouble with our defense, and he's been a defensive coach for a long time now.
Yep.
In this last year, he's focused on that. So I think we're really my job is just to make observations and to say, hey, look out, this might be happening. Now this season has gone almost perfect, so I'm kind of obsolete. I say, hey, why don't we do this? Why are we doing that? You know, it's been a season of almost perfection in terms of how our team acts, and so we're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's hard to improve on perfection. Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it, right?
Yeah, just shut up and keep going, so it's been a great experience, and of course we've played some really good football teams. That's the most impressive thing about it. We caught teams that are not easy teams to play, and we've gone right through won 13 games in a row.
Are you sort of like a scout, though, like you would be separate from everybody and just take little notes, whether it's during practice or actual games?
Yeah, a little bit of that. I look at the next opponent and try to come up with an overall feel about them in some specific areas, too. So, and then I watch the practice field and say, hey, God damn, why don't we run this? Or why don't you're not getting enough reps of this? And I have somebody that really helps me in the film area. Everything is so accelerated with the new ability to, from a video standpoint, that I put together film. And we all look at them and hopefully do some good with them.
Just wondering what goes on from within John Robinson when it's really been 15 years since you were actually out there coaching. I know you had that brief stint in high school. Outside of that, I mean, was it something you're just like, it's part of you. You want to be a part of something.
Absolutely. This is one of the thrills of my life, being just involved with this team. Not in a big way. You know, I'm not some big guy that they carry off the field, but I'm part of this team, and I am a member, just like everybody else that's on the team is a member. So we're all thrilled with it, and we're all challenged to try to be as good as we can be.
And life is treating you good in Louisiana, right? I know that's where your wife is from, so that made that transition just sort of perfect for the family.
Yes, and Baton Rouge reminds me a lot of Illinois, in a similar size town, very green, which means it rains a lot. Yep. But the weather has not been bad at all, and the facilities are great. I live about 12 minutes from work, so that's it. And I drive along a river road that's right next to the Mississippi.
Beautiful.
There's something about that that gives me a kick. I drive to work and look at the Mississippi.
Yeah, that beats
it. Overflows, floods, we're in trouble.
Right, right. Well, it beats the L.A. River, doesn't it?
Different than that.
Yeah, big time. What's going on in your mind in regards to what's happening at USC? And are you surprised that Clay Helton is still there? Because obviously, you bring in a whole new regime, it figures to be many changes.
Yeah, I think, they're right in the middle of the change, and they need support. You know, it's easy to be a fan and a critic
sure.
and say, this is wrong or that's wrong. I think it's time for SC people to say, "Hey, we've fallen down. Let's pick ourselves up and get going again." I cringe when I hear people just complain and say, "Well, I'm not going to go anymore." Well, what kind of a fan are you?
Sure.
You know, if you feel that way. SC's always prided itself on having special fans and being special. I just am disappointed when I see some of that, and I think it's time to kind of say, okay, let's build it back up. And it just takes a few people getting their thing going again, and because they've made great improvements on the facility.
Yeah.
It is marvelous now. The new stadium, not a new stadium, but a historic stadium that's been modernized. So there are a lot of opportunities now. They have a freshman quarterback and a sophomore quarterback. Those are some great things. So quit being a critic, and become a supporter. Because what really irritates me is the critics will say, "I'll never go again when SC starts winning," and they will.
Yeah.
They're all back on board. You know, that's just me.
Well, you know, you're part of the problem, John, because you built up a lot of expectations over there over your years, and that's what people think now. It is truly about expectations, and it's never enough.
Yeah, sure. And I joined a group. I joined a staff that John McKay developed and built, and there was great great pride. But for John McKay, when he came in, they almost fired him. You know, his first year, he just about got fired. I almost got fired after my first game. So, you know, everybody goes through that with those guys. I hope it turns out and the way we all want it to.
You know, the old issue is, too, that everybody loves Clay Helton. The question is, can he take him to the next level? And I guess you don't know until you know, right?
Right, and somebody's got to make that decision. And Clay has to improve. He has to get better coaches, and not necessarily better coaches, but just get the best coaches he can find and keep going.
We'll have more with Coach Robinson in just a moment, but now let's talk a little bit about another new sponsor, MyBookie. Hey, Touching Greatness fans, it's an exciting time for sports. Sophomore sensation Lamar Jackson is redefining what it means to be a dual-threat quarterback. Odds on Jackson to win the MVP race were at 50-1 to begin the season and have plummeted since, making MyBookie's prop selection more attractive than ever. Then on the 14th, we have one of the most stacked UFC cards in a long time. Three championship fights, all highly anticipated, right at the betting capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Without a doubt, people are going to be looking to get in on the action, and we have the best place for you to go, MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. So if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use your promo code BLV to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code BLV to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Bet, win, get paid. We're talking to Rose Bowl Hall of Famer John Robinson here on Touching Greatness, the podcast. And John, I got to ask you about working with John McKay. And what was he like? Because he seemed like a very tough guy, but yet he had an interesting sense of humor about him. And what was it like?
I loved him, and I was scared to death of him.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, he had a volatile temper and was aloof. And what I liked most about it was that he loved football, loved to talk about it. When I was a third-string linebacker and end at Oregon, I used to go in the offseason, and he would sit me down, and we'd just talk about football because he knew I was interested.
That's great.
So I always loved him for that, and he could lead. He led, and he's a different kind of leader than Ed Ogeron is, but he was a great leader. People followed and have great loyalty to him, and he understood football and loved to try new things. Although he stayed with a certain pattern that was successful.
I know you're a longtime friend of John Madden's. Have you talked lately with him and just thoughts on the Raiders finally playing their last game in Oakland?
Yeah, I talk to John a lot, and he's still a keen observer of the football scene. I think he's one of the he in some ways, he and Ed Ogeron, I think, are although different, similar.
Yeah.
He has a very bright mind, it does too. But anyway, John and I still talk, and he has opinions about everything. And,
I'm sure.
He's become an LSU fan, as everybody in America has become.
Oh, that's awesome. He's wearing purple back there then.
Well, I'm not quite. No, he's got another 7 sets of Raider sweatpants that he's got to go through.
Have you guys talked at all, though, about the Raiders just leaving for good?
No, not really. I think, you know, it's been a long time since John's been there. I think he has a fond funds in his heart for them. And I think when they move to Vegas, I think that'll probably be a little painful for him. You know,
yeah.
just not that they're there. You know, the L.A. Coliseum, the Oakley Coliseum is one of the worst facilities in mankind.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
Yeah. But it was the Raiders' home. Boy, they were something down through the years.
Absolutely. And being the head coach of the Rams 1983-91, what was a couple of things that stand out, like you might in the middle of the night think about, boy, that was just an incredible time?
Well, some people. I went to the New England Patriot Cincinnati game, and
yep.
of course, as you know, I did a broadcast with Larry Kahn, and Matthew Slater was there, who is Jackie Slater, who is the Hall of Fame right tackle for us, at the Rams. And so you remember people, and you remember what they were like. Jackie Slater was one of the best men that I've ever known, and a good football player. But
yes.
That's what you remember. You remember, you see guys call you, and guys have called me this year, you know, and say, hey, I saw you on the sideline. He said, I thought you were dead, you know. You're still alive, you know. But no, I'm not kidding. But
yeah.
And that's part of all of that. So I've renewed some friendships with our Second Life here.
Does it help at all the fact that you never won a Super Bowl with the Rams, but you went to a couple of NFC title games, and both of those teams that beat you won the Super Bowl, the 85 Bears and the 89 49ers?
Yeah, and they're considered two of the great teams of all time.
Yep.
We weren't focused on trying to win. I think our administration was more challenged to make money and all of that rather than try to win. Although I did have some real admiration for John Shaw,
yep.
who was the guy in charge at that time. But we had a good time when I came back about it.
I know you've always had good things to say about Georgia Frontieri, but at the same time, you know, there were a lot of mixed emotions in town. She moved the team, and the way it happened, it's like she gave up on everyone. She gave up on Eric Dickerson. What are your thoughts on that overall era in that respect?
Well, giving up on Eric was one of the big mistakes that I've seen in sports. Groups assembled around him, the offensive line, the
yep.
receivers, Jim Everett, a quarterback, all of those people were, if you matched them up with Eric, then you had a extremely potent offense. We had Ernie Zampezi and North Turner were coaches. So we had some talent there, and it's too bad we didn't get to play out its hand full. You know, for the full length, we would have gotten to the Super Bowl.
I was on the flight on your way home from Seattle, your last game with the Rams. That was a 23-9 loss, and I'll never forget the look on your face. What do you remember about that last game, and you knew it was coming to an end?
Well, I think the thing that you, as a coach, you think about that we had it. It was time for us to go. I'd been there nine or a lot of years, and we had our way, but we were fading, and it was time to go. For every coach, there's a time to go, because you can't keep doing the same things over and over again, and unless you have a rebuilding process, and we all hope that goes on at SC. Keep doing it the one way is not going to work. So it was time for me to go, I knew that, and so be it.
Yeah, I guess that's just the coach's shelf life, right? What are you going to do?
Yep, that's right.
How about the state of football right now? State of football, John, new rules with the concussions. Are you enjoying the flag football version of the NFL or what?
Well, yes, I am. I don't pay attention to the NFL much because we're frankly working on Sundays.
Right.
But I like football, and it's changing. And the older generation always remembers the way it was, but the younger generation right now, I think, is enjoying it. You look at the NFL, there are different teams challenging for being up there. The 49ers are back. There's a whole lot of things going on. The quarterbacks that are stars now are really some dynamic players. So all of that part is, I think, very good.
So we're starting the bowl season December 28th. LSU, a double-digit favorite against Oklahoma. What are your expectations? Are you already watching film on the Sooners?
Oh, absolutely. We're practicing today. In fact, when I hang up, I'm pulling out on the practice field, and we're getting started on them. We've been looking at film for a week or longer, really. And they're a very fast team with an excellent quarterback. We're up against speed, where in our conference, most of the teams they're fast, but they're very physical. Oklahoma is going to try to beat you by punching and jabbing and moving and making you embarrassed with their speed. So we think it's going to be a real challenge, and we're kind of confident in ourselves, actually. We'll be all right.
Yeah, and my question was more geared towards how much is John Robinson watching film as opposed to some of the other guys? Is that taking up a lot of your time?
Oh, yeah. I started at 6:30 this morning, and we've gone through every piece of film.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
The trouble with these bowl games. They play so many games. You know, we've got 12 games of them. You know, so we're going through trying to pick out the right set of film that we say, well, that's what they'll try against us. So we've all been whittling away at it here for a week.
How about facing Lincoln Riley? Very innovative coach, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a good coach, I deal mostly with our offense against their defense, so
uh-huh.
I've not seen as much of their offense, but he obviously is one of the really good coaches.
So coming down to it, how great would it be to get the opportunity to have Joe Burrow go against Ohio State for it all?
Oh, well, that would be fun, I think, for Joe particularly.
Sure.
Although there's that defensive end is probably he just this would not go against
right.
him, but they probably were there at the same time, and he remembered it. So it just kind of adds to the drama of it all.
You know, I know you have an 8-1 bowl record all time, so you're not the head coach, but can we just add a 9-1 if you win this game?
Definitely 9-1, and we would look forward to 10-1.
Yes, you would. How about that, though? I mean, are your juices flowing like you're 25 again right now because of this?
Yes, my juices are flowing, but I don't seem to be much faster. I'm still slow.
Is that back to your days at Oregon? You weren't very fast in the first place, were you?
I could catch, but I couldn't get open.
I know the problem. John, I really appreciate the time. It's always fun chatting with you. And just have an incredible ride here the next few weeks.
Well, we are going to. And I miss you guys. It was fun to be back with Larry. And,
sure.
That's a great group. That's a great group of people that you have there. And I think some of my fun times in life has been with the Larry Kahn group, and so say hello to everybody.
You got it, Nuz. The same to Coach O. I love the guy. Tell him we said hello, please.
I definitely will.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, John. All the best. My thanks again to LSU consultant to Ed Orgeron, John Robinson. And boy, what an unbelievable career he has had. And he is having an incredible ride trying to get another national championship just like he had at USC back in 1978. So until next time, thank you very much for listening to Touching Greatness, the podcast here on the Believe Podcast Network. I am still Ted Sobel. Happy holidays to you all. And enjoy the bowl games, everybody.
With the holidays just around the corner, now is the time to order holiday cards for family and friends. Only this year, why not create custom holiday photo cards quickly, easily, and affordably at simplytoimpress.com. Simplytoimpress.com is your holiday photo card headquarters with thousands of unique Christmas cards and other designs to choose from. All you do is upload your family photos, personalize the text, and you're done. Simplytoimpress.com prints your cards on your choice of premium card stock in just a few days and rushes them straight to your door. Maybe that's why the New York Times Wirecutter named SimplyToImpress their favorite photo card service. They even offer foil cards and hundreds of great holiday card designs for your business, too. Place your order today to save 30% and get free shipping. Just enter promo code DEAL at checkout. Save big on holiday photo cards today using promo code DEAL at simplytoimpress.com. That's simplytoimpress.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.